Hi, and welcome to 5-Word Prayers Daily, a 5-day-a-week daily devotional where we share the Word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. Well, we're almost through our week-long discussion about obedience, and it's challenged and encouraged me, and I hope and trust it's done the same for you. Today may be a tougher one for us, at least for me who has made no bones about how strong-willed I am. But we're going to talk about a word that I would say most of us don't like at all, or at least not very much, but it has everything to do with how successfully we obey God. You intrigued? It's on right after this. It's funny, sometimes my kids and I play that "what word do you hate" game, and it's funny what words we have aversions to for really no reason at all. Words like moist and fuzzy. I know some of you are cringing right now. You have your own words that you hate too, mostly for no good reason, right? But if I were to venture a guess as to what one of the least favorite words is for a lot of us that does have a reason attached to it, I would absolutely put this one at the top of the list. It's the word submission. Human beings do not like this word because we don't like the idea of being under someone else, being ruled by or told what to do by someone else. And that's how we think of it. And though we know it's a spiritual principle when it comes to God, I'm not sure we really like it any more under that circumstance if we're being totally honest with ourselves. My husband has this thing he says to me sometimes when I'm getting into my sort of type A leader organizer mode, which, by the way, is really just code for me being a little bossy. And he'll say this. He'll say, "You can tell me what to do or how to do it, but not both." Now let that settle in for just a minute. It's kind of genius if you think about it. We've kidded about that through our 22 years of marriage. But one day when he said it, it dawned on me that it's how I often treat God, right? I want to tell him what to do and how to do it. And oh, by the way, here's my calendar, God. And if you could make it happen by Tuesday at noon, that would be absolutely great because I've got stuff going on. I mean, it's hard for me to admit that I want to tell God what to do, but that's really the truth of the matter. So to then submit to his way, his plans, his timetable, especially when it doesn't make sense to me, is so very difficult. Job 22:21 says this, "Submit to God and be at peace with him. In this way, prosperity will come to you." Submission is a vital part of obedience. We can't possibly think we'll obey God without the yielded, willing spirit, the pliable, childlike heart that says, "God, your way is best. God, you know all." Listen, Job was in the middle of a mess when these words were spoken over him and spoken to him, and you know he probably didn't want to hear it. But submission is the only way to honor and please the heart of God. So we can give into that or we can spend our whole life resisting. Depends on truly what we want. And I'll tell you this, I want to honor and follow God, even though I know this means submitting my stubborn will, which is so hard and requires so much of him. The last thing I want to say today is maybe the most important. We can't possibly obey God if we don't repent from what separates us from him. That's really vital and key. Repent is another word I think we don't like, but it's literally a beautiful word because it is a beautiful coming back together. It's God's way of offering us a way to make things right again with him when there's been a breach between us. So if you've been doing things your own way, rejecting his plan, ignoring his call to obedience, maybe a really good start would be our 5-word prayer today. Forgive me for rejecting submission. Or forgive me for resisting submission. Pray this with a sincere heart, mean every word, and then move forward asking God for greater help in this area and with a heart of greater intention. I believe that's going to be a powerful start down the obedience path for us. This ends our time together on the 5-Word Prayers Daily. I'm so grateful you joined me. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I'll be here again tomorrow as I wrap up this study of obedience. So don't you dare miss it. This has been the 5-Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Hey, leaders and ministry friends, want to strengthen your ministry so you can effectively present the gospel, keep your family intact while you're out serving others, and learn proper boundaries and soul care that you might serve Jesus for the long haul without burning out? Check out Ministry Strong, a 2-day workshop on April 6th and 7th by going to www.ministrystrong.com. Registration is limited, so head over there now.